The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink whatever is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." And Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
"Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." How many of us want to have our name should be written in heaven? Yes, thank you, all of us. Yes, how wonderful that God's words are for us today. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And yes, that is what we plead to God. Look for his grace and mercy in our lives. And that's why we come to church, to celebrate, worship, and honor and glorify our God. So always let us be grateful that yes, what we do is yes, trust in him and offer everything to God each and every day through our lives, through our faith. The kingdom of God is at hand. That is the message. The kingdom of God is at hand. And yes, that is the message he gives to us, and he invites us today to go and proclaim the same message to all over the world. Wherever you are living a life, go and proclaim the same message. The kingdom of God is at hand. So are you ready? Yes. Ready to go and proclaim. In the first reading we hear 72 disciples are there, 72. And we must have heard about 12 apostles that they go to proclaim the good news to all over the world. And today we are fruits, don't you think? Yes, we are the fruits of those 12 apostles. Yeah, do you think that? Yes. And then 72 was being added. So the gospel, first three gospel always talks about 12, but this gospel of St. Luke tells us about 72 again. Yeah, 72. The disciples went out to proclaim the good news all over the world. And today we are the fruits of that Spirit of God, that how the work of God is done. And yes, we are receiving those fruits. Tomorrow is 4th of July. Are you excited? Yes. And the church is a little empty, huh? Yeah, that's good. Everybody's happy. It's good to celebrate and to be joyful. As our responsorial psalm says today, beautifully, go joyfully. Oh, yeah. This reading is only gospel. Yes. So it says, yes, go cry out to God with your gladness and joy. So we go and proclaim the joy of our faith. And that is the message also for 4th of July for all of us. So when we pray for the country, they want to see your joy. Yes, it is your joy. Your names are written in heaven. How can you not be happy? Don't you think? Yes, you can be happy because your names are written in heaven through our own baptism, through our own confirmation, the sacraments we celebrate, the sacrament we come here to receive is to fill us with joy. Fill us with joy, what God wants to give us. So, are you feeling joyful?
Yes.
Yes. How wonderful this day. It's 73 degrees. And yes, and it goes till 83 degrees today. So beautiful day of summertime. We give thanks to God for this beautiful summertime He has given us to celebrate the life. He has given us to come and honor Him. And again, on this 14th Sunday, yes, we want to honor and glorify our God and live in that joy and that peace. He says, into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. So yes, peace to this house. How many of us want peace in our hearts? Yes, everybody, don't we think? Yes, we pray, but yes, it is not easy. It is very difficult sometimes that this mind goes running everywhere. And lots of anxieties and worries and sufferings and pains. Thinking this and that. And yes, there is peace. Do you think? No. But today, see, not even the trees are moving or any leaves are moving. It's peaceful. That is the peace we are talking. Yes, it only can be given by our God. Can be given by our God, and that's why we come to this church. That's why we come to this church, so that we receive the grace of God, the sacraments which we receive. So it doesn't go in vain. Our prayer, our sacrifices, our timing, 1 hour, no, doesn't go in vain. What you can do? You can control the scorpions. You can control the snakes. Did you see that? The power would be given to you to tread upon serpents and scorpions. How many of you can do that? Yes. Yes. Serpent and scorpions. Yes. How wonderful when the snakes can obey you. And the scorpions can just follow you. So yes, it's a missionary power. That zeal and enthusiasm for the 72 disciples that we went all around and evangelized the whole world. And that is the task has been given to us as well, to each and every one of us. Can we carry that? Yes. Do you believe in yourself? The scorpions and serpents will obey? Yes. Yes. When the power of God is there in your lives, power of God comes in our hearts. The peace which we feel in our hearts by receiving Him, there is a power. And that's why this world is being evangelized. Yes, it doesn't go in vain. The work of you, work of me, work of our God doesn't go in vain when it is done with trust and belief in God. And today, that is the faith. That is the faith. We are being nourished and nurtured every time. And at that time, Jesus was able to live with these 12 apostles physically. But today, He lives with us. With what? No idea. No, He lives with us. He lives with us. Yeah, in the Eucharist, the sacraments, that sacramentally he's aware, he's there in our lives each and every time when we allow him to rule our lives. And then we have the power. And yes, your prayer, the just prayer, doesn't go in vain. It creates peace deep within our hearts because we are pleading to God for many times, Lord, your will be done. It is not my will. Thy will be done, Lord, in my lives. And that is what is powerful. And that is the work has been done to evangelize the whole world. That is the way that God worked in the lives of human beings. So the snakes can be. Snakes are evils, don't you think? Yes. No, they are creatures. They are all the creation. God has created them as well with beautiful purpose. They look beautiful. And yes, I remember when I was in the seminary, we were going two by two to each village and countryside to spend our time, and we will be given some food and eat and drink and do the catechism. And the evening time, we will pray for the people and do the catechism. I'm good with acting, actually. So I can, yes, bring the people in my language. Slowly I'm trying to learn English, but yes, in my language, we can motivate people and tell them about God eventually. So that was the purpose. So we were going village to village, and one night, and happily we had a nice act play with another seminarian. Yeah, I have to do something. And I remember I slapped him very nicely because it was just acting only. But I took very literally and gave him, so he was angry with me. But yes, that was a day, nice food, good meal, talk nice, and happily we slept on the floor, the mat floor. The mat, usually in our place, the countryside people, they have woven their own mat, and that is they will give little clothes, and on the floor nicely we slept. No air condition, no anything else, but it was peaceful, wonderful day at night. Then early morning, I woke up and see just my left side, there is a black and yellow and white snake. Early morning, right side and left side of my, says, wow, it did not come to kiss me. It did not come to kiss me. Wow, lucky. Otherwise, I would not have been here, this church today, no? But yes, that is the grace of God. So power is there that you can tread over scorpions and snakes. Yes. Did not come to kiss me on that day, luckily. But yes, it does. It does open every year. Every year in our place, the people are victim of that. Yeah, every year. It goes inside bed also. I was in a school, boarding school, running. We were running. And yes, I remember one entered slowly in the bed, and eighth grader was there. It entered here and he rubbed it. So that is the life sometimes, yes. And we could not save him, no. Eighth grader in my time when I was in school. So it is that happens, but yes, we can pray that the power of God will be upon us. That yes, whatever we do, our work is defending the evil of any kind. Even the snake bites or snake or something like that. So it is our faith makes us like that. It is that faith heals everybody, brings joy and peace in our lives, in our families. And yes, when we are being asked today to give witness of our faith, certainly it is difficult to give witness of our faith. Sometimes to our own siblings, our own members, our own family, and we all of us struggle. But yes, what is your passion and zeal? What is your enthusiasm? That is what they will see eventually. That what kind of passion and zeal I have for my life. Am I running after money? Am I running after girls? Am I running after boys? Am I running what? What is my passion? For God? Yes. If I have a passion for God, then I'm running after him. And yes, that doesn't go in vain. That is the faith. That is the love. That is the peace. That is the peace God is talking about today. And he says, go and invite all your people, give witness of your faith through your own lives. And that is what they want to see from us. So, you know, 72 they were only. Now we are here at least more than 100. Yes, we all of us are being invited on this day to do our task of evangelization, live our faith joyfully, that they may be able to see the face of God in our lives. They will be able to see that we love our God. And that is what they want to see. And that is the way we go and proclaim all over the world. So some of you will become priests and become the missionaries also and go to evangelize the world. So I was saying the altar girls that, yes, you will become priests now. We'll go. Yes, it is. Doesn't matter whether we will become priests or not, but each and every day we have to live our faith, trusting in Him, offering Him, praising and honoring Him. And that is what God is inviting us. So that it is said, Francis de Sales, he says, you can catch more flies from honey than vinegar. Yes. So our life is a life of vinegar or life of honey. That is the question for all of us. So let us ask the grace of God, trusting in Him, that He wants to make us evangelizers through our own life, in our own families, in our own society, with His grace, with His power. And that is the power of prayer. That is the sacrament we come to celebrate. May God bless you. God is good all the time.